Good Monday morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose of Tennessee Valley wordsmiths. Today, Margaret Vann takes us with her on an early spring adventure.
It is spring now, and I am spending as much time out in the woods as I can. I want to relate one day's adventures looking for the wildflowers. I love this time of year because it means wildflower season approaches. It's still early, but I've been out twice checking to see if the bloodroot is up yet. Soon I will be able to walk leaf-covered trails looking for the spring ephemerals in their familiar spots. But the wildflowers aren't the only reason I go hiking in the late winter woods. If I want to just see the wildflowers, I can step out my back door and go down into my garden to see the bloodroot, the spring beauty, the toothwort, or the hepatica. No, I go to the woods for more than the flowers. This time of year, the woods are at their most beautiful. The trees stand stark and clean against the gray winter skies. I see green everywhere. Christmas fern sprawl, resurrection fern and mosses cover the rocks. The streams run jade along the trails, and lichens and more cover the trees themselves. This is the time to enjoy the murmur of water slipping over rocks and splashing into green pools. This is the time to enjoy the promise of spring to come. So I slip out to my garden to see if the bloodroot is coming up. When I see its furled leaves pushing through the oak leaves, I know it's time for me to return to my wild haunts. As Thoreau wrote, "In wildness is the preservation of the world." And I know just the wildness in North Alabama to preserve the world and me. I went out last week to walk the trails looking for anything I could see. The day was chilly, with either heavy fog or light rain falling. My friend and I had gotten up early to see the eagles over by Gunnersville Dam. But mostly, all we really saw was rain streaking the lenses of our binoculars. We did see a rough-legged hawk, lots of crows, a kestrel, and some seagulls. We quit early and went to the other side of Madison County to see what flowers we might find. The nice thing about wildflowers is they just sit there and give me all the time I need to identify them, if I have the right book with me. As I mentioned, the day was chilly, and I was dressed almost warm enough. We hustled down old roads and flood-swept stream beds to see what we could see. I didn't find anything blooming, but I found promises of dwarf crested iris, hepatica, and cardinal flower. We really didn't linger anywhere, as to stop was to freeze. Next time I go out, I'll carry the raincoat, the down vest, the extra gloves in the backpack. No more going light for me. I think I'll throw in a plastic sheet to sit upon for the long-time examination and identification of the new flower I'm sure to find this spring.
Margaret J. Vann is a longtime resident of Huntsville and has been writing poetry since her college days. She's been published in small magazines and has also published two chapbooks. Margaret has a wildflower garden, two rescue cats, five extraordinary grandchildren, and now a fine great-grandson. You can hear Margaret's poems again or any of the past Sundial stories and poems by visiting our website, WLRH.org, and clicking on the podcast and shows tab. Then look for Sundial. Our archives are located there. You can hear a new episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner every Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.